Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed Aleph in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. I'm zochet to learn this with you once again from the Cheder Nazir, looking over the Kosel HaMaravi. Now back, Bezras Hashem, to a regular routine. Our daf is going to discuss the nature of the blasts of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the different mekoros of how we learn out many of the halachos in regards to the blasts themselves, and that's going to continue through Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph onto Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara then on Amid Beis will discuss the relationship between the brachos and the tkios, the berchas hamitzvah and the tkios. The Gemara will then return to the halachos of one person being motzi another in regards to the brachos. So let's Beis Hashem pick up two lines from the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, minayin shepshuta lefaneh. And how do we know that the requirement of shofar is that you have a long blast in front of it? Tamalom, the pasuk says, "Vavarta shofar trua." Torah says that you shall extend one shofar blast, which would seem to indicate to extend one blast before it. Uminayin shepshuta lacharei. And how do we know that there is a blast afterwards as well? Tamalom, the pasuk says, "Taviru shofar ve'en liela biyovel." But these psukim vavarter shofar trua are written in Parshas Bahar in regards to the blast of shofar on Yovel. But per Rosh Hashanah minayin, how do we know in regards to Rosh Hashanah tamalom bechodesh hashvi? Shein tamalom bechodesh hashvi, ma tamalom bechodesh hashvi. Why does it need to repeat that it took place in the seventh month, as we darshened in yesterday's Gemara? Shehu called truas at the end of yesterday's daf on the bottom of Lamed Gimel Beis. Shehu called trua. Or truos hachodesh hashvi zekazet, that each one should be the same. In other words, just like there's a requirement of a blast beforehand, a long blast, a tkiah before the trua, so too you have it on Rosh Hashanah, just like you have it on Yovel, and that applies both before and after. Uminayin l'shalosh shel shalosh shalosh. We learned in yesterday's Mishnah, Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, that the halacha is that you need to say the psukim of Zichronos, Malchios, and Shofros. And corresponding to that, you have three blasts corresponding to each one of those categories. How do we know that? Tamalomar vavarta shofar trua shabason. Zichron trua, yom trua yelachem. And what's the source that we could learn one out from the other? How do we know that we could learn from the time of Yovel, the halachos, the above halachos that we've learned, and apply it to Rosh Hashanah? Tamalomar shvi. Shvi ligzerah shava. There, it says shvi for a gzeirah shava. What is the gzeirah shava? It says in regards to Rosh Hashanah, bechodesh hashvi. It says by Yovel, bechodesh hashvi. It means to equate the halachos of the blasts together, to say that both of them have the same halachos. And what will come out from that limud is it's considered as if it says trua three times in each one of the parshiyos. We mentioned that it says shofar trua, Shabboson Zichron Trua, Yom Trua Liachem, that's going to teach us the three times by each one of the parshios. Haketzad, and that comes to tell us, Shalosh Shehein Teisha, that just like when it comes to Yovel, there are three truas, which are Sachakol nine tkios of tkia, trua, tkia, for each one of the Siddurim. Just like you have that mentioned by Yovel, you're going to have that as well for Rosh Hashanah. Now we're going to analyze the next part of the Braisa. Period. We learned yesterday, Shiur Tkia Kitrua. So you put a big period here, eight lines from the top of Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph. The Shiur of a Tkia is the length of a Trua. How long is a Trua? So now we're going to follow the opinion of the Braisa that we had mentioned yesterday. Shiur Tkia is a Trua, the Torah's word of Trua. What is a Trua? Shiur Trua Kishlosha Shivarim. It's the sound of three shvarim. Rashi told us in yesterday's daf, this is the opinion of Rashi, Mir Tashem, today from the halacha, from the daily daf, we will do for daf lamed gimel lamed dalet, halacha lamaisa, the different lengths of the shvarim and the tkiya. According to position of Rashi, the Baal Tosfos disagree, but we're going to go with Rashi right now. This is not la halacha. We emphasize a lot, Beis Hashem, the halacha. This is not the halacha. According to the position of Rashi, a shvarim is between the length of the smallest sound, which is called, in the parlance, in the language of the Gemara, as Yunuke Yonik, excuse me, Yulule Yalil, which is the shortest cry. That's the smallest sound, the shortest sound, Yulule Yalil. And the longest sound, halachic sound, is a tzkiah, which is the length of three Yulule Yalils, three of the shortest sound. And a shever is the break of that larger sound, which is in between the length of three short sounds and one short sound. So what we would call the length of two short sounds, according to position of Rashi. So again, shir tkiya kitrua, shir trua kishlosha shivarm, and a trua is three shivarm. Now we put another period over here. That was how that braisa concluded, and now we begin a new analysis. Haitana meikara maisila behekish. Originally, we learned out the source that you have a tkiya lefanel ula achareha from a hekish from Yovel. And that was that Rashi points out in Dibur HaMaskil V'Tana, the Ein Talmud Lomer b'Chodesh HaShvi Ela Hakish Kol Truas Shel Chodesh HaShvi Yishu Shavos. That was how the Braisa had originally learned. V'Hashta Maisi Lo B'Gzera Shava. And now you learn it from a Gzera Shava. And now we're learning it as a Gzera Shava of Shvi Shvi. V'Hashta Maisi Lo B'Gzera Shava. And now you're learning the source as a Gzera Shava. So why is it that we learn the halacha of Shalosh Truas from Gzera Shava if we could have also learned it out from the Hekish? Answers the Gemara, Hachi Kamar, this is what we're coming to tell us. Ilav Gzera Shava, if not for the Gzera Shava, have a Mesin Elav Behekish. You could have learned it with a Hekish. Hashta Da'asi Gzera Shava, Keshel Otsarach. That this Braisa is rejecting in its Maskana the need for the Hekish, now that you have a Gzera Shava. And once you have the Gzera Shava, so then in such a case, everything could be learned from the Gzera Shava between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah to tell us the halachos in regards to three truos, as well as the nature of the blast that you had supposed to have, one, a blast lefaneha, as well as a blast achareha, period. V'hai tana ma'islam Gzera Shava mi-midbar. And there's another tana that learns out the halachos of shofar and the nature of the blast from Gzera Shava of the Midbar. It says in Parshas Bahaloscha that when Bnei Yisrael moved, they blew the shofar. As the Gemara quotes, Skatim Trua, this is said in Parshas Bahaloscha in regards to the encampments and the movement of Klal Yisrael. Tkiya Bifnei Atzma. So first you have a Tkiya, Uskatim. And then you have Trua, Utrua Bifnei Atzma. Analyzes the Tana. Ata omer tkiya b'fnei atzma usru b'fnei atzma o eino elo tkiya usrua achas hi. Maybe the tkiya and the trua is one. Kishu oimer uvahakil es hakol tisko v'lo sariyu. Since the Torah then goes on and says, and when you gather in the people, then you make a tkiya. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make an announcement. So then in such a case, Klal Yisrael knew that because it was a tkiya without a trua. Of course, the trua is some type of shorter blast. The tkiya, the longer blast, in other words, a shorter sounding blast, either a shvarim, or what we colloquially call a trua. So now we see that the tkiya and trua are separate. Havei omer, tkiya bifnei atzma, trua bifnei atzma. The tkiya is looked at by itself, and the trua by itself. So from here we see that there is a distinction between the tkiya and the trua. Uminayin continues the Gemara, Shepshuta Lefana, and how do we know that the blast beforehand is necessary before the Trua? Tamalomer Skatem Trua. It says Tkiya before Trua. Uminayin Shepshuta Lacharea. Tamalomer, the Pasuk also says, again, all by the halachos of the encampments and the movements of Klal Yisrael, Tamalomer Trua Yisko, period. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko, Omer, Eina Tzarech, he says that that's not necessary. Hare Omer, Uskatem Trua. Shenis. It says that you're going to make the tzki and the trua a second time. She'ein tamad lomer shenis. It doesn't need to say shenis. What is it coming to teach when it says shenis? Uma tamad lomer shenis. Ze bona'av. She'kol makom shenemar trua. Anytime it says trua, tehei tzkiya shnia la. That the second tzkiya should go after it. In other words, that you need a tzkiya afterwards. Period. Now we transpose that halach in the midbar to Rosh Hashanah. Ain li ela b'midbar, that only applies to midbar b'Rosh Hashanah minayin. How do we know that applies to Rosh Hashanah? Tamalomar trua trua l'gzera shava. Because it says trua trua for gzera shava. V'shalosh truas nemru b'Rosh Hashanah. And there are three truas that are said by Rosh Hashanah. Shabbason zichron trua, number one. Yom trua yelechem is number two. V'avarta shofar trua. U'shtei tkiyos l'kol achas v'achas. And then you have two tkiyos on either side of them. Matzinu l'meidim. What emerges therefore is shalosh truas v'sheish tkiyos nemru b'Rosh Hashanah. So what we have is three truas and six tkiyos. Shtayim midivrei Torah. Two of them are minat Torah that we learn. Rashi explains gzera shava of trua trua, but the third pasuk yom trua yelachem l'talmud ayuba is not coming to teach us how many blasts. The third time trua is mentioned by Rosh Hashanah is coming to tell us a halacha, and that is the gzera shava. The gzera shava of trua trua is learned out from that pasuk of yom trua yelachem to tell us to equate Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. So what is the third source? Va'achas midivrei sofrim, and one is midrabbana. And that's what the Gemara spells out. Shabboson zichron trua v'avarta kol v'avarta shofar trua. That's midivrei Torah. Yom trua yelachem l'talmud ahuba. That's coming to teach us the gzera shava. And therefore, the third source is midrabbana. The Gemara repeats a similar definition on the first wide line in regards to how many of the Chiyuvim are Doraisa of Tkiya Shofar and how many of them are Derabbanan. Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Yom Rabbi Yonasan, Achas Midivrei Torah, Ushtayim Midivrei Sofrim. This position echoes the idea that not all the Chiyuvim are Doraisa, some of them are Derabbanan. However, over here, the opinion of Shmuel bar Nachmeni is that two of them are Derabbanan, while only one is Doraisa. The pasuk says vavarta shefer trua midivrei teret. That is telling us that it's daraisa. Shabboson zichron trua v'yom trua yelachem l'talmuda huba. Both of them are needed, are open for limudim of chazal. Therefore, they cannot be used as a biblical prescription for the chiyuv daraisa. My l'talmuda huba. Why do we need both psukim of Shabbos and Zichron Trua to come to tell us a limud, and Yom Trua Yelachem to tell us a limud, which means that we only have one source for the chiyuv of blowing in one of the Zichronos, Malchios, and Shofros to be Doraisa. Maile Talmuda Hu Ba Mi Bai. We need it, but for number one, we need one of the drashas, B'yom V'lo B'layla. Torah says, V'yom Trua Yelachem, that's coming to tell us that the chiyuv of Shofar is only B'yom and not B'layla, hence that pasuk cannot be used. Tell us the Vidda Raisa of blowing during Zechonis Malchios and Shofros. Hence, we have only one Makar that it be a Dinda Raisa. So then what is the Makar for the previous opinion mentioned in the Gemara that says that the Chiyuv is Derabbanan only for one of the three, because the two Psukim are open to give us a source Doraisa for a separate Chiyuv of Zechonis and a separate Chiyuv, say, for Malchios. So then what is that mandamer going to do with the fact that Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni points out the name of Rabbi Yonasan, that we need the pasuk of Yom Trua to tell us B'yom V'lo B'layla. V'idach B'yom V'lo B'layla M'nalei, answers Gemara, Nafalei Mi B'yom HaKippurim. We learn it out from the halacha of Yom HaKippurim. The pasuk by Hakel says B'yom HaKippurim Taviru Shofar Ba'artzichem. So the fact that by Yom HaKippurim we already learned that the chiyuv by Yovel is during the day, so too when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the chiyuv would also be during the Yom during the day. Ask Gemara, Ibi Yom HaKippurim Yalef Nigmar Nami Mine L'Pshuta L'Fanel P'Pshuta L'Acharea. So then we could just simply say that when it comes to Yovel, we developed on the bottom of Lam and Gimel and Beis that there's a chiyuv for a tkiyah both before and after. So too, we should be able to say the same over here. If once we're going to say that you're going to learn for Yom HaKippurim, then we're set, then we should be learning from Yom HaKippurim in all instances as well. And that will leave us another pasuk to learn out the chiyuv d'oraisa for a separate chiyuv zichronos, a separate chiyuv malchios, a separate chiyuv for shofros. Again, inside, Yelef Nigmar Nami Mine L'Pshuta L'Fanel P'Pshuta L'Acharel. Answers the Gemara, Va'avarta Taviru Lo Mashmalu. That pasuk by Yom HaKippurim, by Yahakel, has the lashon of Va'avarta Shofar Ba'artzichem. The lashon of pasuk in Bahar is Va'avarta Shofar Trua B'Chodesh Shvi, B'Esach Chodesh B'Yom HaKippurim Taviru Shofar B'Chol Artzichem. And we've learned from the previous drashos of Chazal that we saw on the bottom, for example, Lami Gimel Mebeza, the Vahavarta, according to some opinions, means to tell us that you're supposed to have a long tkiyah before and long tkiyah after. However, this Manda Omar is not going to accept that. According to many, it's referring to both Manda Omar. Rabbi Yonason, as well as Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, both are not going to accept that drasha. So that's what the Gemara means. There's a discussion whether it's luhu or lei. So the Gemara's answer is vavarta taviru lo mashma luhu. Some of the girsa lei. Take a look in the Oz v'hadar girsos. The Gemara continues elamai darshi buhu. But then, what is the drasha that they're going to use? The pasuk vavarta. In other words, the word vavarta doesn't necessarily indicate an elongated blow. How then are they going to explain Vavarta? If they're not going to explain it like we learned in the bottom, Lam Gimel Mebeis, and therefore we can't use this as a makar for the brachas of Zichronos and Shofros, Elamai Dar Shibu Vavarta, Kirav Masan, Dam Rav Masan, Vavarta, Derech Havarasa Taviru. You shall pass it along in the normal way. Rashi explains, the Gemara here is quite cryptic. Rashi explains in Dibar Maskel Derech Havaraso that you have to do it Derech Havaraso. The normal way it is passed. In other words, the normal way a shofar is held. And that would therefore be telling us a totally different halacha, that you got to blow it through the narrow part as opposed to the wider part of the shofar. The same thing in regards to the expression Ta'aviru. Ta'aviru dekama rachmana ne'abre biyad. That when the Torah says Vahavarta in the Pasuk, it all says Taviru Shofar Bartzachem, that you should carry it, the shofar, when you blow it. In other words, hold the shofar when you blow it, the way you normally hold it in your hand, with the smaller part facing the mouth. V'iduch the Rav Masna, Midishani, let's go with the girsa of the Bach. Midishani Krabidibure, that since the Torah changes its lashon, in other words, that the Torah starts off in this pasuk in Chaf Hei Tes that says Vahavarta, and then it says Ta'aviru. Ta'aviru biyad lo matzis avrit. You wouldn't be able to learn this halacha of Ta'aviru biyad the way your hand normally carries it over. De gomar avara avara mi Moshe, because there's another expression of Vahavir in regards to Moshe. Siv Hacha, it says over here by the parsha of blowing on Yom Kippurim in Yovel, Vavarta Shofar Teru, Uksiv Hasam, and the pasuk says, when Moshe decided that there wasn't any more need for the presence for the Mishkan, Uksiv Hasam, Vayitzav Moshe, Vayaviru Kol B'machane, then Moshe gave a command, and the sounds went out in the camp. The pasuk continues, and they stopped bringing. It's coming to tell us something else. It's coming to tell us that just like there was a call, so too over here there is a call. Just like over there, the Lashon Vavarta doesn't mean that you pass the shofar over. You could have read the pasuk as just someone passing over a shofar. Vavarta shofar, then itself, one would need to darshan. Why did the Torah use that expression specifically when it comes to Yovel? But either way, both in context of Yovel as well as by Rosh Hashanah, the Lashon of the Haver is used. In contrast to by Moshe Rabbeinu, there it was a call, so it's coming to correct any mistaken impression. Mala halam bekol, just like there it means that you blow into the shofar, afkan bekol. Mark continues, lahay tana demaisila mimidbar. And according to the Tana that we mentioned above, that we saw Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka above, said that it's in reference to the blowing of the Midbar. In other words, that we learn from the blowing of the Midbar halachos in regards to Rosh Hashanah. We could ask the following question, says the Gemara. Ima halalan chatzotzer is afkan chatzotzer. Over there, there's a requirement to use trumpets. So too over here, you would think that there's a requirement to use a trumpet. The Torah's description of blowing the shofar appears in Tehillim in regards to, of course, many Ashkenazim, as well as Sfaradim, say this pasuk before Shmona Esrei on Rosh Hashanah by night, even though the Gra does not. And this pasuk appears in Tehillim, Tiku v'chodesh shofar, blow on the chodesh your shofar. Bekesel yom chagin. What does the word bekesel mean? We've discussed previously in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that means the time that your chag is covered up. And there, the description is not of chatzoitzrois, but rather of a shofar. And like we learned in our Mishnah earlier on, that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the chiyuv is b'shofar, not b'chatzotzros, as opposed to other times where the chiyuv of the ikur is b'chatzotzros, as we learn in the Mishnah on Chavav Amud Beis. But it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the chiyuv is only by shofar, and that's what the pasuk over here is emphasizing. Tikul b'chodesh shofar b'kitzel v'zeinu v'zeil chag shachodesh miskasa boy. What is the yomtiv that's covered up? In other words, you don't see the moon. Haviomer zeh Rosh Hashanah v'kam rachmana shofar, and the Torah tells you that the chiyuv is dafka b'shofar. Period. So to summarize, in our Gemara, we've had different sources of how we learn out some of the halachos in regards to shofar. For example, the halacha that you need a tkiya before the trua. So originally, the Gemara learns it out from either or both a gzera shava and a hekish from Yovel, or the opinion of Shmuel ben Osher and Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, we learn out from the Midbar, that in the Midbar we saw that the psukim speak about uskatim trua shenis. Either way, we had used different sources for different halachas in regards to tkiyah shofar. The Gemara continues 10 lines from the bottom of Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Iskin Rabbi Avoh b'Kesri tkiyah shlosha shvarim trua tkiyah. Rabbi Avoh in Kesari introduced a fascinating phenomenon. We've spoken about that there is a machlokas. We learned on the bottom of yesterday's daf, we learned that there's a machlokas of what is a trua. Is a trua what we colloquially refer to as a shvarim, or is it a trua? And in regards to that issue, so here we had a fascinating pshara the Gemara here has from Rabbi Avoh, and that is that some say that you blow both three shvarim and a trua. Of course, many are familiar that today we do everything. We do tkiya shvarim trua, mitara safek. We'll discuss this in halacha from the daily daf. We do tkiya trua tkiya, as well as we do tkiya shvarim trua tkiya. Why was Rabbi Avoh masakin this? So Gemara explains, manavshach, I yulule yalu. If the definition of a trua, as we discussed at the end of yesterday's daf, is the shortest cry, like the cry of Sisera's mother, so then, li'avi tkiya trua utkiya, you should do what we colloquially call a trua, that would be a yulule. V'iginuche ganich, and if it's the groan, like a shvarim, li'avi tkiya shlosha shvarim utkiya, then you should do a tkiya shvarim trua. Answers the Gemara on the first wide line, six lines from the bottom. Misafkele, he had a suffix. Iginuche ganech, iyilulel yolul. He was mesupuk. What qualifies as a trua? Is it like a shvarim, or is it like yulule yolul, like the short gasps of the trua? Maskifla Ravavira. Ravira asked the following kasha. So, because it's suffix, we do both, and we're going to discuss Bezer Hashem Alach LaMaisa that what we do is a combination of almost every possibility. Maskeflo Rav Avir, Rav Avir asked the following kasha: Dilma Yulule Hu Vikam Mafsik Sholo Shvar Mentrua. Wait a second. What about the problem of Hefsik? Asked Rav Avira. If the vard is that we have a suffix, in other words, we're not sure whether it's a shvarim or a trua. So you do tskiya shvarim. And if you hold it's really supposed to be a shvarim, then if you do a trua, then you're blowing the wrong thing then, because what you should be blowing is a tkiya. And if you hold it's tkiya trua tkiya, so then before the trua, you blew a shvarim, that's the wrong thing to blow, you should be blowing a tkiya before it. So he asks the following kasha, v'dilma again inside, yulule hu v'kamavsik shosh shvarim, mein trua l'tkiya. That he has a hefsik, he has three shvarim before the trua. So that's going to be a hefsik. Explains the Gemara, according to the opinion over here of Rabbi Avoh, based on Rabbi Avoh's takana, you need to say the following: the hader of itkia trua utkia, that they did just in case a tkia trua utkia because of the fact that the shvarim might be a hefsik. Asks Ravina then in the other direction. Asks for Ravina. Ravina then asks for Dilma Genucho, then maybe it's a groan. So if it's a groan, so then you shouldn't do tkiya shvarim trua tkiya. Then you should do tkiya shvarim tkiya. So then the trua after the shvarim will be a hafsik. So answers the Gemara, the hader of itashat. You're right. You're going to have to do a tkiya shvarim and trua just in case, so that the trua isn't a hafsik. Ella. So then the Gemara says, but now we're still stuck. So then Rabbi Avoh, my iskin, what was Rabbi Avoh's takan in the first place? If it's, in other words, it's a tkiya shvarim trua, so then in such a case, then you did it through tashat, tkiya shvarim trua. Ilu yelalil, if it's the short cries, the ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, so then in such a case, then you did it tkiya trua tkiya. So why was Rabbi Avoh masakin altogether tkiya shvarim trua tkiya? So the Gemara answers, Misafkale, no, Rabbi Yavo had a different suffix. Dilma gonach vilyalul. Maybe a trua, yoim trua yelachem, means shvarim and trua together. So then the Gemara says, Yachi la'abid nami ipcha. Then why don't we do it in the opposite order? What about the possibility that the appropriate definition of trua is to have a trua and then a shlosha shvarim? Why don't we do tar shat? Dilma yalul viganach. Maybe first there are the short cries, then the longer cries. Answers the Gemara. Stama de milsa. Ki misra beinish milsa. When something bad happens to a person, chas v'chalila. Of course, the Darshanim, Bali Musar, Bali Chasidus discuss what is the significance of the fact that we learn the halachos of Hilchos Tkiyas from the crying of the mother or sister and crying in general, but that our makoros come from crying. So kimisra minish beilsa bereisha ganach v'hadu yalu. First people groan and then they cry, and that's why we always do tkiya shvarim trua tkiya and not tkiya trua shvarim tkiya. The Gemara continues on the bottom line. Lamed dalid am naf talka brishanu mashach bishnia kishdayim. The Gemara continues now on the last few words. Lamed dalid am aleph. If somebody blew Barishona and it took the length of two tkiyas. In other words, if the tkiya was the length of two tkiyas. Nevertheless, the halach is, taka Barishona moshach bishniya. So then the halacha differentiates between the following phenomenon. If you've blown two separate tkiyas, so then in such a case the halacha is, then it qualifies as two tkiyas. However, if it's the length of one long tekiya, so then in such a case, it doesn't have the din of two tekiyas, rather has a din of one. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara continues on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, Shama Teisha tekiyas, B'teisha shows Bayom Yotza. That if you heard nine tekiyas, Rashi points out that it means Lav Dafka over here tekiyas, but also truas. If it's in 6 hours of the day, then you're going to be Yotze. The Bryce is recorded as saying this halacha, that if nine tkiyos are blown in 9 hours of the day, spread out, they're going to be, one is going to be yotze, tanya na mihachi, shama teshesh tkiyos b'shei shos b'yom yotza, mites b'nei adam ke'echod lo yotza. But if there are nine people who blew at once, one would not be yotze. What about tkiya mizeh utrua mizeh? Reuven blew a tkiya and Shimon blew a trua, yotza. Then in such a case, one would be yotze. V'afilu b'seirugin, and even if he blew with breaks, and even if it took a long time, v'afilu kol yom kulo, there is a long break between the tkiya and the trua, nevertheless, one would be yotze. Analyzes the Gemara. Umiyom Rabbi Yochanan hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan say this? Continues the Gemara. 7 lines to the top of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok, behalel u'bemegillah, when it comes to both halel and megillah, imsha k'dei ligmar skula, Chozer l'rosh, that if you have a hefsek, you have a break in the amount of time that it takes to finish the Megillah, or it finishes to take halo, finish halo, it would not work. One would have to go back to the beginning, but would not be yotze. Yet over here, if you have an elongated break, as long as eventually you heard nine tkiyos, even if it's in 9 hours, you're going to be yotze. Even if there's a break between the tkiyah and the trua from two different people. So, what's the difference between halal and megillah that doesn't work? Yet here, when it comes to tkiyas, it does work. L'kasha hodi dei hodi rabbi. It is a difference of opinion, but one time it was Rabbi Yochanan himself talking that says that you're yotze. On the other instance, he was quoting from Shim ben Yotzadok that says that you would not be yotze. From his Rebbe, he learned that you would not. He taught that you would not be yotze. However, Rabbi Yochanan himself did not hold that way. Ask the Gemara v'didei lo. Did Rabbi Yochanan not hold this way? V'har Rabbi Avo, havishaku v'azul basri de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avo was going after Rabbi Yochanan. V'havikari kriyashma. He reached kriyashma. Kimata l'muvos mitunafos. When he came to an area that was dirty, that you could not read kriyashma, ishtik, he was silent. Basa de chalef, when he passed by, amar le Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Avo said to Rabbi Yochanan, Amadei is Rabbi Avo to Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'u Ligmar, now am I allowed to finish what I had started? Amadei, he responded, Im Shais Kidei Ligmar is Kula Chaz of the Rosh. If there was a Hefsik, which is the amount of time that it takes to finish Kriya Shema, then In such a case, you have to go back to the beginning. However, if it wasn't that period of time, then you don't have to go back. But what do you see? You see that Rabbi Yochanan told him that if it's Shoah Kedei Ligmar Kula, then in such a case, you have to go back. And you're not Yotze. Yet, when it comes to Shofar, Rabbi Yochanan seemed to say on the top line that even a hefsek of an hour would be fine. Answers the Gemara, Hachi Kamedle. Lididi lo svirle. I don't hold that there would be a problem in terms of hefsek. Lididi tcha de svirlach. According to you, im shas kedei ligmar skula chozer rosh. Then you would have to go back to the beginning if you waited the amount of time it takes to complete everything. Gemara continues, Tan Rabban and Tkios, say makvo zo ezu. The Tkios themselves are not ma'akev one from the other. What if you're not able to blow all the Tkios? So you should blow whatever you're able to blow, and it's not ma'akev, it doesn't hold back, being yotze the other ones. Brachos e makvo zo ezu. If you're not able to read the brachos, in other words, the brachos that they add in Shmona Esrei for a tainas tzibur, that also is not ma'akiv. Tkios u'brachos shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom HaKippurim ma'akvos. But the tkios and the brachos of Yom HaKippurim from Tfilas Musaf are ma'akev. In other words, if you're not able to blow in parts of the Shemona Esrei, you shouldn't blow at all. As well as, if you're not able, you don't know the brachos, the ma'akiv sechonos v'shofros, then it holds back from being yotzei, the mitzvah of shofar. My time, what's the reason? Amar Rabba. Rabba taught Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru lefanai b'Rosh Hashanah Malchios Echorons of Shofros Malchios Kadesh Tam Lichuni Aleichem. Say in front of me the giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu his kingship, saying Zichronos and Shofros. Malchios is in order to coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu over us. Zichronos Kadesh Yav lefanai Zichronechem. Zichronos are in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the good things about us, Latova, Ubama, and with what? Bishofar. It's supposed to be done with the shofar. This Be'ezer Hashem is where we're going to stop Daf Lamed Daled in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Of course, take a look. We hear the footsteps. Be'ezer Hashem, we should hear the footsteps of Mashiach. That should bring us all here to celebrate over here. Be able to walk down the steps to the Kotel Plaza and ultimately up to the Beis HaMikdash. But sometimes those footsteps seem a little faint, but at least our comfort, we have the comfort that we have another siyum, Be'ezer Hashem, coming in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, which you could see is halfway through Lamed Hem and Aleph. So Be'ezer Hashem will continue with that tomorrow from Lamed Daled and Beis halfway through. And I hope Be'ezer Hashem to post the halacha from the daily daf for Daf Lamed Daled later today, which will deal with some of the basic halachos in terms of the blowing and the length of the tkiya, the trua, and the shvarim, or tkiya shvarim trua, as we learned in today's daf, followed by the tkiya. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Daled in Maseches Rosh Hashanah.